I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. weather officials have forecast the return of high winds to Los Angeles, jeopardizing efforts to contain two massive wildfires. The National Weather Service says dry Santa Ana winds of up to 80 to 112 kilometers per hour are expected through Wednesday as the service issued its most serious fire alert, a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning beginning Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Firefighters raced to make as much progress as they could in containing the massive wildfires burning in Los Angeles County before the return of high winds, which L.A. Mayor Karen Bass said were forecast to be severe.
The National Weather Service is predicting close to hurricane force level winds, and so we're making urgent preparations.
The Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire have claimed the lives of at least two dozen people, leveled whole neighborhoods, and burned an area the size of Washington, D.C. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
The winds threatened the hard-won progress crews have made so far. Over the weekend, firefighters beat back the Palisades fire from advancing toward the populous San Fernando Valley in the north. But officials warned the entire Los Angeles County population of nearly 10 million people to be ready to evacuate. That's in addition to the tens of thousands who have already left, with many now in shelters and flooding donation centers.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. International mediators say that Israel and Hamas are closing in on a ceasefire agreement that would halt their devastating 15-month war. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Talks have been taking place in the Qatari capital of Doha in recent days, and mediators report significant progress, though they say that some gaps still need to be bridged. The talks have been taking place on and off for months, and they're focused on a phased ceasefire agreement. The first phase would last roughly 6 weeks, and during that time, Hamas would release some of the 100 hostages it's holding in Gaza. In return, Israel would pull back troops from Palestinian population centers, allow displaced Palestinians to return to their homes, and also work with international partners to surge badly needed humanitarian aid into the territory. The idea is that this initial phase would open the door toward talks on a final ceasefire agreement. That would mean a complete end to the fighting. It would mean a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from the territory. And it would also mean the final return of all remaining hostages, both alive and dead.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. U.S. President Joe Biden has less than 1 week left in office, and Biden said Monday that he's leaving President-elect Donald Trump with a nation seen as stronger and more reliable than 4 years ago. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says it's not just that America and its allies are stronger.
Our adversaries and competitors are weaker.
In a farewell address at the State Department, the president said he provided a strong hand when the world needed it, amid crises like the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the Israel-Hamas war.
My administration is leaving the next administration with a very strong hand to play.
Arguing his work to grow NATO and rally allied help for Ukraine, among other things, were part of a foreign policy that made the U.S. safer and economically more secure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. federal judge said Monday the Justice Department can release Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigative report on President-elect Trump's 2020 election interference case. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
The ruling from the U.S. District Judge is the latest back and forth in a court dispute over the report from the special counsel who prosecuted Trump in two cases the Justice Department abandoned in November. Earlier, the judge had temporarily blocked the department from releasing the report. Haya Pandwani, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, VOANews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.